Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show this morning. Happy Wednesday. How's everybody doing? Is your adventure of living in this world every day surprising and unusual, and you're like, huh, wow, yep. Feels like every day's an adventure. Not always positive, but not always negative, but weird and full of energy, not always stuff we like. So yeah, the world is struggling, let's call it that, with everything that's going on, and it's so easy to get sucked in and spiral out of control, spiral into energy that's just not beneficial for you. It's interesting. I don't know. Seriously, I am exhausted a lot. And that's not a usual thing for me, but I am. And so I figured, you know what? If it's affecting me this way, it's probably affecting everybody this way. So let's talk about it, and let's talk about tools to help you get through this. It is so easy to get caught up in this, so easy, because we're bombarded every day. The coronavirus, the stock market collapsing, the everything. There's just so much every day. Yeah. So yesterday, I worked at my adult literacy job, and I met this amazing lady. And the struggles that she's going through in life is harsh. And yet she's, you know, still able to smile and find some happy in the things. She's actually coming to see me because she feels she's illiterate in computers and she wants help. And so absolutely. And, you know, as I'm sitting there chatting with her and she's telling me her stuff, I'm like, wow, you know, make sure we take the time to count our blessings. I mean, but don't get into the trap of, well, it could be worse, so I'm okay. Like, that's not what I mean. What I mean is we're all in this together, right? There's not one person that's not facing challenges. Some challenges are like extreme or have a different energetic signature than other challenges, but they're all challenges and we are all facing them. And so we all need to go within our own selves and find that space where we can just calm down, breathe. I've been telling people about the breath meditation a lot in the last week, including myself, and so we will go through that again. But you need to take those moments to connect with yourself and ground your energy in order to navigate this right now. I did, you know, come home tired just because I was upset. I was upset because she's going through this. And, you know, as an empath, we take on other people's stuff and we have to find a way to release it and be careful. And I was supposed to go to another meeting last night, and I just didn't have it in me to people anymore. I mean, I have been peopling it a lot with all my kids' activities in the last couple months. But, yeah, I was kind of done. Not even kind of. I was completely done. And so how do you know when you're done? What are your signs, let's call it? I know that I am done when I'm extremely cranky. And I was cranky yesterday. I was chatting with someone. I'm like, wow, bitchy Shannon is out in full force today. And I had to, like, take a step back, look at what I was doing. Some of it needed to happen, and I feel good about it, actually. I had no regrets there. Some of it I'm like, well, okay, maybe I should approach this differently. And I did, and my original thoughts were verified, and I'm like, okay, but it's fine, right? I'm okay with how it's going down. But, yeah, so if you find yourself with no patience, no tolerance, you need an energy reset. You need to find a way to just sit or do something that's going to shift everything so that you can navigate another day. So I love muscle testing. I know muscle testing is hard to explain in audio, but if you're interested, Google it. So muscle testing is when you use your body as a pendulum, either just standing straight up and down, or using your arm, or your ring finger and your thumb as a circle and have someone test you. So muscle testing, anything that is positive for you makes your energy stronger. So if you put your ring finger and your thumb together and make a circle, kind of like bunny ears if you're doing shadows, and you try to and you hold it, and you have someone try to pull them apart, and you're going to think something happy, positive, and you're going to be super strong, and you're going to grit your teeth, and you're not going to let them, right? And then you think of something that makes you upset. See? Can you feel my energy just, like, zing down? And they will be able to pull it apart easily. It's an energy frequency thing. And so keep that in mind, right? Because anything that makes you feel heavy and upset is going to weaken your energy. Now, I'm not trying to scare you or get on this bandwagon of, you know, being all fearful and stocking up on toilet paper. Although I did buy toilet paper on the weekend because I was getting low. And I said that to my husband when he went in. And he's like, whatever. And I'm like, no, seriously, people are stocking up. So if you see some, like, just grab it because, you know, we are getting low and I don't know what's going to happen. And he thought I was being ridiculous. And then he went to Walmart and he got the things that he needed and put toilet paper in. And then he saw people with carts full of toilet paper. So, yeah, his psychic wife wasn't so crazy after all. And now they're sold out. Yeah. Be aware of you. If this is all making you want to curl up in the fetal position and cry, change your perspective. Call on that faith I know you all have. Do what you can, but don't let it, like, derail your life. Because you still have things to do. You have a reason you're here, and you need to remember that. If part of your spiritual journey is to get this virus and exit this world, I mean, that's what might happen. We don't know. And we don't really want to know. So being a psychic and, you know, out of the closet completely, I always, you know, tell people, I'm not a fortune-telling psychic. I cannot see when you're going to pass away. I cannot see, like, that's just not my gift. My gift is seeing you and helping you see you from a divine perspective. And you see you with everything, like all your good stuff, all your stuff that you feel is not so good, but it's still part of you and is valuable. That's my gift. I don't fortune tell. It's just not my thing. I would never want that responsibility. I can give you possibilities and timelines and things that can happen, but I can't give you straight lines and, you know, tell your fortune. That's just not my thing. There's other people that it is their thing. But I had a point to this, and I got all distracted. Because, wow, isn't that the energy of the world right now? Whew, it is hard not to get distracted. It's hard not to zone out and look at things and see energies and timelines, it is really hard. So when that happens to you, just come back to your body, ground your energy, visualize or imagine the big, thick roots, have a drink of water, have a cup of tea. If you find you're reaching for snacks quite often, lots of times that's because your energy is not grounded and you're just struggling to figure this out, right? We need energy resets. I know for me, I will swear a lot more when I need an energy reset, or an energy clearing, which I do with my fabulous program, and I love it. I find, oh, and I have it on special right now if you want to check out on my website, because I feel like energy clearing is really needed right now. And when this energy of fear and scarcity is swirling all around, like the lack of toilet paper, just take some moments to breathe. Do the breath meditation where on your in-breath, you find a word that helps you, like calm, peaceful. I love calm, and I'll think calm or out loud if I'm not around anybody and I need to chill. Calm, and on my out-breath, your first name. So you breathe in calm, and you breathe out saying your first name. Saying your first name grounds you into your body. Doing this actually connects both sides of your brain, so you're able to think clearer. And it's really amazing. And do that, you know, some people I say 9 times, some people 17 times. Pick a number that's right for you, 11. Just pick a number and then count on your fingers, right, so that you don't have to worry and get all caught up in your head about, oh, did I do it 10 times? Did I do it 11 times? Oh, my goodness. Just breathe. Breathe and count on your fingers. Breathe and count on your fingers. Choose 10 if you want to make it really simple for yourself. Just breathe, breathe, breathe. We need to reset our energy in those moments so that we can move forward and do what we need to do without those extra energies that we don't want right now. Huge fear, hysteria. There's so many people freaking out. It's harsh, right? And at the end of the day, you need to look at your own life and who you are and what can you do to make this better. Maybe it's stocking up on toilet paper and passing it out to all your neighbors. I don't know. What can you do that suits your energy and your personality that will help you get through this, that will help make it better for your own self? Because again, back to muscle testing, anything positive that makes you feel good is going to strengthen your energy. Anything negative or upsetting weakens your energy, and so you want to make sure that you do not enough of those positive energy strengthening things to balance. Because we can't get away from the fear and the hysteria right now, because it's there, right? We feel it. We know it. We can try to minimize our exposure to it, right? Like maybe don't be on Facebook quite as much, or Instagram, or wherever it is that you like to hang out. And, you know, like more of the positive posts. I mean, there's some pretty funny ones, but even the really funny ones, make sure that you're taking them as funny. I'm not. I'm not. I'm just not in that energy. I don't find them funny. And, like, some of them I guess I do, but most of them I don't. And that's just where my energy is right now. I'm just not amused by it. So that's not something for me to cultivate in my news feeds, right? But it might be for you, and that's okay, too. I'm just kind of energetically exhausted, and I get that. And that's when I don't find things funny. I know this about myself, and I swear a lot more. Yeah. I have an energy clearing running on myself right now that I probably will shut off today and see how I how I navigate. Because today I get to spend with my cows, so that's okay. And don't panic if you start to get sick. Like, just do your usual self-care. You know, if you need the vitamin C, like, whatever it is you do, do those things without making it become a bigger energetic deal than it needs to be. But this takes discernment, right? And it's easy to get caught up in it. But remember the muscle testing tricks, tools, and make sure that you're doing enough to strengthen your energy. You know, the good foods, the laughter, the joy, to balance out the rest, because everybody's dealing with issues and we're hearing from everybody, and it's just, that's part of our life right now. It's kind of our new normal. So you have to be sure that you have some tools, right? Make sure you're able to sleep well. I have a whole energy clearing program on sleeping because it is a huge deal. And when your anxiety gets to be too much for you, sleep is one of the things that it can mess up. And so make sure you're doing the things you need to do to make sure, like, sleep is not eluding you. Selenite crystals are excellent to hold in your hand when you're sleeping. When I'm really struggling, I will wake up with one in my hand because I actually have one in my pillow. I automatically reach for those crystals. The sleep ones I reach for the most is an amethyst I have in my pillow, a carnelian I woke up with that in my hand, and my selenite. Not all at the same time, though. Interesting, right? Energy clear your space often. Get the smudge sticks, sea salt on the floor to sweep up. Whatever it is you do to clear your space, do it. And try to make it, you know, weekly practice if you can, every couple of weeks, at least once a month. You know, light those candles that make you happy. Do those things to make sure your energy is in a good space. Have your sanctuary place, right? We need to make sure we are, because the problem is when we get tired, we don't do these things. It just seems like such an effort, and that is derailing us, right? It's what happens to me. I'm too tired to do it. But we need to make sure we do take those moments to clear our spaces and to make them energetically pleasant for us. It'll work. Everybody seems to have the sniffles now, too. Don't panic. If you believe in the law of attraction, which I have my concerns with, some of it I love, some of it I don't. Like, remember, one of the things is what you focus on, you'll attract to you. So pay attention to that. Don't go all weird about it. Don't make it a bigger deal than it has to be. That is something as humans we do often. And to stop that or to be aware of that, stay grounded. If you need to carry a hematite or a tourmaline in your bra or your pocket, do it. You need something that will ground your energy so you can think clearly. Fear and anxiety blocks our intuition. It's just how it is. Embrace your positives. So I had a project someone was doing for me, and it was going great until it wasn't. And I needed it to stop. Energetically, I needed it to stop. I needed that person to stop doing what they were doing and give me a break and let me go through and do my part of it. And they weren't understanding that's what I needed, and maybe I wasn't clear, I'm not sure, but I needed it to stop. And so what happened is that I focused on that part instead of all the good parts of the project. And when I was chatting with someone yesterday, I'm like, okay, I had that insight. Okay, that's what I'm doing. So I need to switch that up and focus on the parts that I like, because I can fix the parts I don't, and I did. But that's the energy we're in, where we feel attacked often, even if that's not what it's meant for. Because we're kind of on this hyper alert, That's what happens. And we need to calm down, ground our own energy so that we can let that go and be clear. It is just so easy to get caught up in all the negative. And then take a step back. Breathe. Breathe in. If you're working on something and you need to think clearly, breathe in clarity and breathe out your name. Or focus. I love focus when I need to really concentrate on what I'm doing. I will do the focus breath meditation. That one I do for about 20, 23 times because sometimes I feel like I need a little extra. It works amazingly. And it doesn't take that long. And it's simple and so effective. So effective. Ground your energy and breathe. Because, I mean, I realize not everybody has a super adorable Highland cow who's probably mad at me right now because I haven't fed her yet, that they can go hang out with and enjoy. I get that, people. But find the things that you do. Even find. So I was teaching someone, when I was teaching computers yesterday, I wanted to show her blogs. And for some reason, the energy I was in, I wasn't smart. I don't know. And so I'm like, well, how about Highland Cow blogs? Because I know they're out there. And, man, it was gorgeous. And we got all distracted with it. But it was perfect because it was a pretty heavy session because when she was telling me about her life struggles. And so just going and looking at the Highland Cow, because I was showing her how a blog is, because she could be blogging about her experiences because she has tremendous information to share. And, yeah, we got all distracted with the beautiful Highland cows and bulls, and yeah, it was a perfect energy reset. If you like cats, I'm totally fascinated with Maine Coon cats. I want one. I totally want one. So I'm only allowed to get new animals if something happens to my animals I have. Like, you know, I have to, unless I sneak them in, which, hey, it's not out of the realm of possibility. So our cats are getting older, and so when one of them decides they're done with this life, I totally want a Maine Coon cat. And so I will go hunt up pictures if I need an energy reset because I'm getting too upset with what I'm seeing, reading, hearing. That's mine. What is yours? What are some of your favorite sites to go to or things to go read or movies? One of my other favorites, and luckily for me, the TV stations agree with that because they play this movie all the time, and I love it, is Legally Blonde. There's so something about that movie that I adore, and every time, it seems like when I'm needing an energy reset, I mean, I have it on DVD, but that doesn't matter. It will show up on the TV, and I do. I'm like, yay, and I take the time. Actually, anyone in my family sees it on the TV, they're like, Mom, your movie's on. It's so fun. What is yours? And yes, I preach about this all the time, but I'm Reverend Shannon and I can. But it's true. Don't forget to take these times. I have some friends that I want to go hang out with for a weekend and go do a girls' weekend, and we've been trying to do this for years. Do I have a really great reason for not doing it? No. It just seems we're just haven't made it happen. And so as much as I want to, I have to accept the reality of my world is busy. The reality of my world is I don't know when I can carve out the time because it seems like when I try to plan something, things go awry. And so I'm honoring that, and I'm finding other ways because what we tend to do, too, is say, no, I need a spa weekend, I need a getaway weekend, and then I'll reset my energy. But we don't make it happen because our world is so off kilter that it's tricky, and so then nothing happens. Don't do that. Don't do that. Find your little ways, simple ways. I guess they don't have to be little, but simple ways that are totally doable for you to reset your energy. And when you get caught up and you're reading all this stuff, because we still want to stay informed, right? Feel what you're feeling, let it flow through, and then find ways to make it okay for you. Maybe it's having a conversation. Maybe it's going to the doctor. Maybe it's spending time outside. Whatever it is you can do to calm yourself down so that you can think with clarity. And focus on some positive things in your life, right? And smile. Count your blessings. Make sure you're keeping in the... If you find yourself just totally spiraling, do one of those gratitude practices where every morning you write down three things you're grateful for. Or evening, depending on your energy. I'm smarter in the morning. I would do it in the morning. But some people like to do these things at night, and that's great too. Because it's just a reminder that all is not horrible. Because some days it feels like it. But all is not horrible. Pet a cat, pet a dog. I'm not sure what your go-to is, but do it. Because we are finding ourselves short-tempered. We are finding ourselves very impatient. And you'll find yourself yelling at the kids more, yelling at your spouse more, just not wanting to talk to your friends. Like, there's all these things that will happen to let you know, look, you need to take an energy reset because you're kind of a crusty bear. Yep. And I'm looking at myself. Today I will. My husband and I were chatting this morning because we talk every morning to make sure that we're covering everything that needs to happen. And we were saying that we just need a really, really sunny day and to go ride our horses and enjoy it. That's one of our best energy resets. I'm hoping that happens this weekend, but we'll see. We shall see. And check in with you, right? I know people are canceling trips and avoiding big gatherings. Check in with you. Because we do have to be aware if we're checking out of our life completely due to fear. Because that's not healthy for us either, right? Checking out completely due to fear. But you have to balance it. Okay, so our guided imagery today, again, we're at the last half hour, so let's do it. What I have for you is a reduced stress journey, and it's called a relaxed, comfortable you journey. Sound great? I think so, too. All right, so shake up your energy a bit. Take a few seconds. If you need to grab a glass of water, I'll just give you some moments to chill. And get ready for this journey. All right. Settling your body now. And as you do, there is a distinct sinking down into the solid support beneath you. That begins to occur. Your body just begins to let go now. It's been waiting, and now the time is here. And it just begins to let go. And at the same time, paying attention to your breathing, just being appreciative of that breath of yours and having an awareness of it. Just breathing in And breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. In a moment, you will notice a shift begins to happen. And when you do, your eyes will close, if they haven't already. In fact, as eyes close, take 3 big, deep breaths. 3 big deep breaths, these breaths that signal that we are going within. Your body again sinks even more deeply and comfortably down into the solid support beneath you as your normal, natural breathing happens. Your breath, breathing in and breathing out. Just simply breathing. No more, no less. Breathing in and breathing out. No more of the hubbub right now. This is some special relaxing time for you. This is where you get drifted away and can leave it all behind you. This is an altered state of time and space that allows you to be serene and comfortable. Even though you love it all, the people, the places, the activity. Now, it is time to drift away. Now, it is the time to move out of the crowd, for now. Now, it is time to become relaxed and easy with your normal, natural rhythm of breathing. Just letting go. Letting go of it all. And as you turn your attention to your feet, let yourself welcome and allow this relaxation sensation coupled with this soothing color of comfort as it progresses from your toes to your heels, ankles, your calves to knees, and to your thighs. As you become aware of your legs relaxing, a deeper inner calm begins to form, and it strengthens and deepens with every breath. And this soothing color of comfort, along with the relaxation sensation, begins to move up through your hips, your abs, solar plexus, each and every breath releasing, relaxing, and letting go. Each breath takes you deeper. The deeper you go, the more relaxed you become. And the more relaxed you become, the deeper you go. and this relaxation sensation and soothing color of comfort continues, moving up in a warm and nurturing way through your chest and into your shoulders, the muscles in front, in back, on top, relaxing now. As though healing hands are placed on those shoulders, and all your burdens simply melt away. The warmth, the soothing color of comfort, and you. Release, relax, and let go with every breath. And down through your upper arms, the lower arms, into your hands as you release any remaining negatives, right out through the ends of the fingertips into the universe, where they can no longer harm you or anyone else. Your soothing color of comfort begins to swirl all around now, as though wrapping you in a beautiful cocoon of comfort. And the relaxation sensation moves across the upper back and down through the middle back and into the lower back. Each breath releasing now as deeper and deeper you go. Breathing in the positives and breathing out the negatives. Each breath continues to work for you. Breathing in the positives to the mind, the relaxation to the body, breathing out the negatives from the mind, the tension and stress from the body. Your very own breath is associated to a positive flow of energy. And with each breath, more and more relaxation, more and more comfort. Your colorful cocoon of comfort swirls all around you as a comfortable cushion of loving energy. And from that lower back area now, send this sensation of relaxation all the way down the backside of your body, back down to your feet. Because in a moment, when we count backwards from 5 to 0, your body prepares you to enter this state of relaxation more deeply at 0. So from the back of your neck, up over the back of your head, all around your crown area, down over your forehead, your eyes, nose, mouth, jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing, relaxing, letting go. And now at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deeply, deeply relaxed. Deeply, deeply relaxed. So in this stillness now of the soothing color of comfort all around, in your cocoon of loving energy, you find yourself drifting even deeper and deeper down into the center of yourself, the deepest center, where it is so serene and comforting, and all around you, the loving energy of your cocoon. And that something within that knows begins to stir way down deep inside, in that center core of you, a wisdom for you that wants to come forward with a message for you today. Some sort of special message that is what you have been needing and wanting, even now, in this cocoon of comfort, all cozy and warm, something more is on its way to you. And as you open to allow it, as you are open to allow the gift from within, everything softens from within and from without. And opening up to receive and allow is softening all the edges, smoothing them out. And a deeper, relaxed comfort begins to occur, as now it is simply all about listening. Listening with the heart to hear that you are lovable and loving, and the extra special message from the something within that knows. Squared away, deeply comfortable in your cocoon, that loving energy all around helps to bring it forth. And whether it comes now or a few moments from now, it will come. It might even pop into your conscious, outer awake life or show up in a dream somewhere. But it will come. Because you are listening from your heart, and you will hear in your mind what the something within wants you to know. It will come. And with this comes an upliftment. The whole thing just uplifts you right up to the top of your symbolic staircase. And with the loving energy of your cocoon of comfort all around, we deepen and strengthen with every step down. With the left foot first at 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Drifting deeper now, relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. All negatives have dissipated and disintegrated. And now you are in the quiet calm of the confidence to go forward, having been renewed from within. After giving this, your relaxation, after giving this time and space to yourself, and this experience of an altered time and space to realign, let's just take a few more moments to be in this energy, so secure within your cocoon of comfort, and let all those deeply, deeply relaxing feelings, positive thoughts and ideas, let them find just their right place in your deeper mind to strengthen your whole being. Just take a few minutes to sit in this energy and enjoy. Doesn't that feel nice? This is a really fantastic energy. It just feels like we're cocooned and protected. You can come back to this anytime. But for now, take a nice breath as we release ourselves from this beautiful cocoon of comfort into the world where you can now bring that very same comfort, confidence, and love to your life and to the lives of others. So that in this whole being refreshment, you find you are yourself again and are ready to spread your special sunshine all around. And as you let yourself feel the good qualities of your images, you can also find deep appreciation for the wonders of your imagination. Nice. And as we begin to come up and out now, bring back the goodness of this rejuvenation into your conscious, outer awake life. Now at zero, to reinforce it all. Now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, deep cleansing breath in and release. Three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your name out loud. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake and alert. How did that feel? Do you feel like you had a really fabulous energy reset there? That felt seriously cozy. This is going to have to be one of those ones that goes on my list to record and offer on my website. That was amazing. And it's interesting to me because this morning when I was getting ready, I was thinking of which meditation to do, and I was like tuning in because I always get my answers that way. And I went through three binders of meditations, and none of them felt right until this one. I'm like, okay, that's the one we need today. And I'm always amazed and delighted by how the words in these, because I don't have them memorized, fit exactly what we were talking about today. So what does that tell us, everyone? It tells us that the universe does have our back, our guides, our angels, whoever you use as your spiritual connection. They're listening. They're understanding. They're helping. We just have to be open to receiving their messages. And to be open, you have to kind of get in that sacred space where you're not being distracted or fearful. You can do it, though. Practice these guided meditations. I seriously love them. I've tried lots of things, but these seem to work so amazing. This and the energy clearing. Love it. So my children's activities are slowing down a little bit, so if anybody's interested in having a session with me, contact me. I have some more spaces opening up in the next couple weeks. Actually, probably the next couple of months, and then it gets crazy again in May. So I'm going to send you all a big hug and a blessing. Remember to find the things that make you smile to balance the things that are making us upset. Not always easy, but definitely worthwhile. So again, big hug, and I believe I will be back next week. Next week is the 18th, yes. And then my kids are on spring break, so then I won't be back at the end of on the 25th. So, big hugs. Bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's PSYCHICCOWGIRL.com.